boats filled with other fat people feel much better about themselves than fat people who live in neighborhoods filled with thin people.
这个报告发现呢，在胖人居多的社区里居住的胖人，他们比那些在瘦人居多社区里居住的胖人更有优越感。
You see, a fat person feels much worse when he's always surrounded by thin people than an equally fat person who's always surrounded by other fat people.
一个在瘦人堆里生存的胖人，他的感觉比在胖人堆里生存的胖人要糟得多。
The study's authors speculated that perhaps the fat neighborhood offered a more supportive and tolerant social system.
那这个研究者他的结论是，也许在胖人居多的社区，对胖人的社会支持保障系统会更健全一些。
And this allowed the fat people to be fat without being judged, and that's why the fat people felt better there.
这就是胖人生活在这样的社区中，觉得他们不会被其他的人评判。所以他们感觉会很好。
The other study involved monkeys.
另一个研究是关于猴子的。
Two researchers taught monkeys to exchange pebbles for bits of food.
这个研究人员呢，他教猴子用小石头来换食物。
They would give the monkey a pebble, and then the monkey would exchange it back to the researcher for a piece of food.
他们给猴子一块石头，然后这个猴子呢，把石头还给研究者，他给猴子食物。
Now here's where the interesting part comes in.
有趣的是
The researcher had a pair of monkeys side by side in two cages.
研究者把两只猴子放在同一个笼子中。
So they could watch each other while the trades were being made.
他们可以看到另一只猴子的交易。
And the researcher would trade a piece of cucumber to each monkey for his pebble, and both monkeys would happily trade.
研究者拿了猴子的石头给他们黄瓜。那猴子很开心。
Monkeys like cucumber.
猴子喜欢黄瓜。
But then the researcher tried something different.
现在研究者做了个不同的实验。
She traded a grape to one monkey instead of cucumber.
她给一只猴子葡萄做交易。
The monkeys like grapes more than they like cucumber.
大家可能知道猴子比黄瓜更喜欢葡萄。
And then she tried to trade a piece of cucumber to the second monkey.
那这个研究者给第二只猴子还是给他黄瓜。
But now the second monkey was not happy.
现在第二只猴子不高兴了。
Almost half the time he'd refuse to make the trade.
有一半时间他拒绝做这个交易。
See, as long as the first monkey got cucumber, the second monkey was happy with his cucumber.
只要第一只猴子还是拿到黄瓜，第二只猴子也很开心地拿黄瓜。
But if the first monkey got a grape, well, and all the second monkey got was cucumber, well, then he was not happy.
但第一只猴子拿到葡萄的时候，第二只猴子对这个黄瓜就不满意了。
Almost half the time, he just fling his pebble away.
有一半的时间，他就会把这个石头扔掉。
And then the researcher tried giving the first monkey a grape for free.
然后这个研究员给第一只猴子一个免费的葡萄。
And then he would try to trade with the second monkey cucumber for his pebble.
第二只猴子他还是用黄瓜去做交易，以黄瓜和石头做交易。
Now the second monkey was even more angry.
现在第二只猴子更生气了。
He refused to trade about 80% of the time.
80%的时间他拒绝做这个交易。
Now with some spectacular implausibility, the researchers speculated that man and monkey may have inherited a sense of fairness.
令人吃惊的是，这个研究员做出的结论是，也许猴子和人类一样，他们继承了一种公平感。
That the monkeys appear to be pursuing an even higher value than eating fairness.
也许这个猴子认为有比吃的东西公平更比吃的东西更重要的东西就是这种公平感。
One headline in the New York Times about the study said, "What the monkeys can teach humans about making America fairer."
那这个《纽约时代周刊》的杂志，它的题目是。猴子如何教给美国人使美国更公平
But it is very obvious that the study did not show that monkeys have an inherent sense of fairness.
但是很明显的，这个猴子并不是有一种天生的公平感。
The monkey who got the grape never protested the grape to protest the unfairness.
这个拿到葡萄的猴子从来没有说不公平。
Nor did the monkey with the grape ever offer to share it with the other monkey.
拿到葡萄的猴子也没有想跟另一个猴子分享他的葡萄。
Only the monkey who got less ever complained.
只有那个拿到黄瓜的猴子在抱怨。
So what this shows is not an inherent sense of fairness.
所以也许并不是天生的公平感。
But of envy.
而是嫉妒。
The monkey's satisfaction is not based on what he has, but on how what he has compares to what somebody else has.
这个猴子的满足感并不来源于他得到了什么，而是其他人得到了什么。
He's very happy with the cucumber as long as the other monkey also only has cucumber.
如果另一只猴子拿到黄瓜，第一只猴子也会很开心拿到黄瓜。
But as soon as the other monkey has something better, he's not happy with his cucumber anymore.
但是当第二只猴子拿到葡萄的时候，第一只猴子就不开心了。
The same thing holds for human beings.
人类也是一样。
The fat people in the study were not happier in the fat neighborhoods because they offered a more supportive social system.
住在胖人社区的胖人，并不是因为他的社区有更多的社会保障系统而满意。
They were happier because they were comparing themselves to the people around them.
他们开心是因为他跟他周围的人比较。
As long as nobody has something better like thinness, then the fat people are more happy.
如果他周围的人不比他瘦，他就很开心。
Now all this illustrates what should be obvious to us about human nature.
那这个好像是向我们展示了一下人性。
We judge what we have by what those around us have.
那我们评判我们所有的，我们的根据是我们周围的人有什么。
If we have more than they do, we're happy.
如果我们有的比他多，我们开心。
If they have more than we do, we complain.
他们有比我们更多，那我们就要抱怨。
We think that's not fair.
我们认为这很不公平。
We think we're entitled to as much as the next guy.
我们认为我们应得的和别人的应该一样多。
And if we don't get as much as the next guy, we think we've been treated unfairly.
如果我们得到的不和其他的人一样多，我们认为这是很不公平的。
It's okay, of course, if we get more than the next guy, but we better not get less.
如果我们得到的比别人多，那是可以的，但是我们得到的没有别人多，不可以。
If you have little children, you've probably observed this.
如果你有小孩子在家里，也许你会观察到这种现象。
If you're a little boy, better get exactly the same amount of ice cream in his bowl as his sister does, or else.
你的这一个小孩子碗里的冰淇淋最好和另一个孩子碗里的冰淇淋一样多。
Too many of us don't outgrow this.
那很多成年人也是一样的。
Instead of appreciating what we do have, we complain about what we don't have.
我们并不珍惜我们所有的，我们经常是抱怨我们没有的。
When that happens, we fail to give thanks for what we do have.
当我们有这种心态的时候，我们并没有存感恩之心。
It's quite incredible when you think about it.
我们想一想，真的是很令人吃惊。
Now here in Canada, we have been mightily blessed by God.
在加拿大，我们有这么多从神来的祝福。
In this country, we have plenty of food, clothing, and a shelter we need to live.
在这个国家，我们有足够的食物，我们有我们需要的衣物，我们有我们的房子。
We don't have to worry about where our next meal is coming from or about starving in the streets.
我们并不用担心我们下一顿饭从哪里来，我们也不会在街上挨饿。
We enjoy freedom, personal freedom, political freedom, religious freedom.
我们享受极大的自由，我们享受宗教的自由，政治上的自由，我们个人的自由。
We can gather here this morning to worship God together without fear that policemen may suddenly come in and drag us off to prison.
我们今天早上可以自由地聚在这里，大家一起敬拜神，我们不用担心警察会突然出现，把我们抓起来放到监狱里。
Christians living in Saudi Arabia or North Korea don't have that.
在沙特阿拉伯或者是北韩居住的基督徒没有这样的自由。
We have so much.
我们有这么多。
And so many are not grateful.
但很多人都没有感恩之心。
They don't give thanks to God.
我们并不感谢神。
Because they're not looking what they do have, but what others may have that is more.
因为我们不是看到自己所拥有的，我们看一看别人是不是比我们有的还要多。
Now this attitude may be common, it may be natural, but is it right?
这种态度也许是很平常，你也觉得很正常，但这是正确的吗？
What does the Bible say about fairness?
圣经是怎样评判公平的？
Does it teach that we are entitled to as much as the next guy?
圣经是说我们每个人都应该有一样多的吗？
The world seems to think that.
这个世界是这样教我们的。
If one person has more than another, that's not fair and we must do something about it.
如果一个人比另一个人有的多，这不公平，我们一定要做些什么事情去改变这种现状。
The parable of the workers in the vineyard that we read this morning shows a very different picture of God's view of fairness.
那我们今天早晨读到马太福音二十节中关于在葡萄园中工人的这个预言，教给我们神眼中的公平。
We have a landowner who goes out early in the morning, 6 in the morning, and he needs to hire day laborers to harvest his crops.
葡萄园主他6点钟出去找一些工人来收获葡萄。
He offers them 1 denarius, and they agree to that.
他给他们1块钱的工资，为他整天的工作，这些人也同意了。
Is that a fair deal?
这是不是一个公平的交易呢？
A denarius was the standard wage for a day's labor, so he was not cheating the laborer.
那个时候，1块银钱给1天的工是一个很公平的工资，所以他并没有在欺骗这些人。
And the laborers make their free choice. They agree to that deal.
那这些工人呢，他们也是自由意愿的同意了这样的一个交易。
Landowner needs more workers. He goes out again at 9 in the morning, hires more, and this time he says to them, I will give you what is right.
那这个原主呢，在9点钟的时候又出去了，他又雇了一些工人，他说你所应得的我会给你。
Doesn't specify the pay, but they agree to do it.
他没有说多少钱，但这些人同意为他工作。
He does the same thing at noon and then at 3 in the afternoon.
那中午的时候他又雇了一些工人，下午3点钟的时候他又多雇了一些工人。
And then at 5 in the afternoon, only 1 day left to work, he does it again, and he tells the people they will get what is right.
5:00 p.m.
6 p.m., it's time to pay the workers.
6点钟他要发钱了。
It goes in reverse order, the ones who did the least work moving up to the ones who did the most.
那他最晚雇的这些人呢，先拿钱。
Surprisingly, the people worked only 1 hour, get a full denarius.
那很令人吃惊的，这个只工作了1个小时的工人，他也拿了1块银钱。
So do the people who work 3 hours, 6 hours.
那工人做了3个小时、6个小时的工，也拿了1块钱。
9 hours.
6个小时。
The guys who were there all day long, they don't mind this because they figure we've been there longer, he'll give us more.
那些从早晨6点开始做工的人，他并没有心生不平，他想我们肯定会拿更多的钱。
But they don't. They just get 1 denarius.
但是最后他们也只拿了1块银钱。
Now they're complaining. These guys got a better deal than we did.
哇，现在他们要抱怨了。他说那些人为什么拿的跟我们一样多？
It's not fair.
不公平。
But the landowner says, "How is it not fair? Did you not agree to this?"
但葡萄园主说，为什么不公平？你不是同意了做1天的工拿1块银钱吗？
It seemed a good deal at the time. You accepted it. You agreed.
那好像是一个很公平、很合理的交易啊。
You're getting what you agreed to. Why are you complaining?
你拿到了这1块银钱，为什么你要抱怨呢？
Oh, we see why. Because other people got a better deal.
哦，因为其他人他的交易好像比你的要好。
The landowner says, "It's my property. Why can't I give more to others if I want to?"
那个原主说，这是我的葡萄园，为什么我不可以给一些人多，给一些人少呢？
Your eye is evil because I am good.
那你这眼中心中存邪恶，因为我是好的。
We see the world's attitude in these workers.
我们看到这些工人有这个我们社会的价值观在他们心中。
A fair deal is good to them unless somebody gets a better deal.
这个交易是好的，直到有其他的人有一个更好的交易。
But we see in this parable the first point about God's standard of fairness. We are not entitled to what the next guy gets.
但是神的价值观是我们不一定和别人拿的一样多。
It's plain in the parable. The landowner says, "I wish to give to this man the same as to you."
这是很明白的，在这个预言中，原主说，我愿意给这个人和给你一样多。
We see the same principle in John 21.
那我们在同样的约翰福音的21章21节中看到同样的这样的一个价值观。
Jesus foretells to Peter how he will die in his service.
那耶稣基督预言，彼得。 会怎样的死?
Peter's immediate response is to point to the Apostle John and say, "But Lord, what about this man?"
那这个彼得的当时最初的一个反应就是指着约翰说，那他会怎么样？
It's like, if I have to die, what? He's got to die too, right?
他说，要是我要死，是不是他也应该死？
But Jesus answered, "If I will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me."
耶稣对他说，我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？你跟从我吧。
This is what I ask of you. This is what I give you. That's the only thing you need to think about.
这是我要你做的，这是我给你的，你应该想到这些。
What I do with somebody else, that's between him and me.
别人会怎样，是我和其他人的关系。
We see the same principle in the Ten Commandments.
我们看到在十诫中也有同样的标准。
Commandment number 10.
第十条。
You shall not covet your neighbor's house.
你不应该想要贪婪你邻居的房屋。
You shall not covet your neighbor's wife.
你不应该贪婪想要你邻居的妻子。
Nor his manservant, nor his maidservant.
你也不可以贪心想要你邻居的仆人。
Nor his ox, nor his donkey.
也不能想要他的牛，他的驴。
Nor anything that is your neighbor's.
所有你邻居所有的，你不应该贪心向往。
Maybe has a better house than you do.
他也许他的房子比你的要好。
Maybe not.
也许不是。
Maybe has a better ox or a better donkey.
也许他的牲畜会比你的好。
Maybe not.
也许没有。
It's not your business.
但这和你无关。
You're not entitled to what others have.
你并不应该想要别人所有的。
You should not even be looking at what others have compared to you.
你不应该去看别人所有的和自己所有的相比较。
In God's eyes, fairness is not egalitarianism.
在神的眼中，公平并不是说人人所有的都平等。
He does not choose to give to everyone equally.
他并没有选择给每个人完全同样的东西。
Psalm 75:7 says, God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another.
那诗篇75篇第七节说到，唯有神断定，他使这个降卑，使那人升高。
1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 7, the Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up.
撒母耳记上2:7，他使人贫穷，也使人富足，使人卑微，也使人高贵。
So God does not have a level playing field for everyone.
所以神并没有说每个人都是平等的。
Some are given more than others, and that's the way God has chosen to do it.
他给一些人多一些，这是他的选择。
And that's the first point. We are not entitled to what others have.
所以这也是神关于公平的第一点，就是说我们并不是要和别人有一样多的。
The second point is this.Not only are we not entitled to what others have, we're actually not entitled to anything at all.
并不光我们可能没有和别人同样多的，我们并不所配得到任何东西。
We see this in the parable as well.
我们看到在这个寓言中讲述的。
Landowner asks these workers, "Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things?"
那这个葡萄园主说，我所有的财产难道不是我可以自由支配吗？
It's his own property, and he has chosen to give a gift to the other workers.
那这是神的产业，他愿意给一些人礼物。
In fact, everything we have in life is a gift from God. We didn't earn it, so we're not entitled to it.
那我们生活中，我们这一生中所有的都是从神来的免费的礼物，我们并没有为此做工，我们也不配得。
And this begins with our very existence.
那这从我们的生命。开始。
We didn't make ourselves or earn our rights to exist.
我们没有造自己，我们也没有为自己的生存权做任何的工作。
As Psalm 100 verse 3 says, Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves.
诗篇100篇第三节说到，你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的。
And it includes all that we have.
那就包括我们所有的。
Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich.
箴言10:22，耶和华所赐的福使人富足。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verses 17-18.
申命记8:17-18.
When you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth, you shall remember that the Lord your God, remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth.
恐怕你心里说，这货才是我力量，我能力得来的。你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得货财的力量是他给你的。
And of course, it includes our salvation.
当然，我们的救恩也是其中的一部分。
Here's where we don't really want God to be fair, do we?
那我们在这一点上并不希望神公平，是不是？
Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罗马书3:23讲到，我们都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death.
罗马书6:23，罪的工价乃是死。
The fair thing then for God to do would be to punish us for our sins.
那如果神很公平，他应该惩罚我们，因为我们犯了罪。
And he did not set aside justice.
但是他并没有只是求公平。
God the Son took our punishment in our place.
他让他的儿子替我们付了代价。
He purchased salvation and gave it to us as a free gift.
耶稣基督替我们买了我们的救恩，给我们一个免费的礼物。
Romans 6:23, but the gift of God. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罗马书6:23节, 唯有神的恩赐, 在我们的主基督耶稣里,
Certainly it is not fair for Christ to suffer in our place.
但让耶稣基督为我们的罪死,
it's not fair, it's grace.
这并不是关于公平,
so we're not entitled to anything from God, it is all a gift.
任何从神来的, 我们并不应得,
Paul sums it up this way in 1 Corinthians 4:7. What do you have that you did not receive?
那使徒保罗在哥林多前书4:7节中这样总结, 你有什么不是领受的呢?
First point, we're not entitled to what the next guy has.
那第一点就是说, 我们并不配得其他人得到的东西。
Second point, we're not actually entitled to anything at all.
第二点是我们并不配得任何东西。
And the third point is this.
第三点,
God's fairness consists in this.
神的公平是这样子的,
we are judged according to what we are given, not according to what we are not given.
神是因他给我们的东西来评判我们,
in other words, it's true that we don't start with a level playing field.
那所以换一句话说呢，就是说每个人我们得到的，从神得到的，并不是完全一样的。
God judges us according to what we do on the playing field he's given us.
但是神是因我们 拿到从他来的东西做了些什么来评判我们的。
It is true that in this earthly life, some people have more than others.
确实在我们在地上的时间，有一些人比其他人有的多。
The Christian in Canada has a lot more than the Christian in Sudan or Saudi Arabia.
那在加拿大的基督徒比在沙特阿拉伯或者苏丹的基督徒有的要多得多。
Daily face persecution, torture, and even death for Christ.
他们每天被迫害、被拷打，甚至为耶稣基督献身。
Their ability to say evangelize the rest of the world is limited.
他们能够讲福音的机会是比我们要受局限的。
Many of them don't even have access to the Word of God, to the Bible.
那很多人都没有一本圣经。
We can go into any store and buy 16 different translations.
那我们可以去, 任何的书店, 我们可以买到16种不同的, 翻译的版本的圣经。
Because of where we live, our freedoms, we can evangelize the world.
因为我们所在的地方, 我们有的这种自由, 我们可以给大家讲述福音。
And here's what we have to remember, though.
但是我们还要记住,
those to whom God has given more, from them he expects more.
那神给谁更多, 就会向谁要的更多。
Each Christian has his own walk with God.
每个基督徒都和神有他自己的一个关系。
Each one has been given certain gifts by God and certain tasks to do for God.
每个人都有从神来的礼物, 也有神对他的要求。
And he will judge each one according to how much he does with the gifts he's given.
他会因 你拿这个礼物之后所做了些什么，为神做了些什么来评判你。
This is not the judgment between heaven and hell. Heaven is the free gift through faith in Christ.
这并不是关于天堂或地狱的评判，因为天堂是神给我们的免费的礼物。
It will determine, though, on judgment day whether Jesus looks at you and says, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
但审判日的时候，耶稣基督会不会对你说，你做得很好，你是我忠实的信徒。
Luke 12:48, for everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required.
路加福音12:48节, 因为多给谁就向谁多取, 多托谁就向谁多要。
And to whom much has been committed of him, they will ask the more.
Yeah, 给的越多, 要的越多。
Remember the parable of the talents in Matthew 25:14-30.
在马太福音25:24节的关于
The master goes away and leaves money with his servants, expecting them to do something with the money.
主人走了，他给仆人留了一些银钱，让他们去好好的用这个银钱。
To the first, he gives 5 talents.
那第一个仆人呢，拿了5块钱。
To the second, he gives 2.
第二个仆人拿了2块钱。
To the third, he gives 1.
第三个只拿了1块钱。
When he comes back, he checks to see what the servants have done with these talents.
那他回来了，看一看他们拿这些钱怎么样了。
The first servant made another 5 talents.
那第一个人又赚了5块钱。
The second servant made another 2 talents.
第二个仆人赚了2块钱。
5 is more than 2.
那5块钱是比2块钱多。
The first servant made more than the second servant.
第一个仆人比第二个仆人赚的要多。
Yet they each receive the same reward from their master.
但他们拿到了同样的奖赏。
Because they're judged according to what they did with what they were given.
神的评判是建立在他们所拿的多少的基础上的。
Each one made 100% return on what he was given.
每个人都有了百分之百的收益。
And each one gets the same reward.
所以他们拿到了同样的奖赏。
You're judged according to what you do with what you are given.
所以神评判你是看你所有的，在这之上你做了些什么。
In light of this fact,
看到这一点，
in light of the fact that we should be looking at what God has given to us and he has given to each of us so much,
我们应该看到神给我们每个人多少，那神给我们每个人都很多。
Why are people, and even Christians so often, so slow to give thanks to God?
为什么大家甚至基督徒都不存这个感恩之心呢？
Is it because we're often like monkeys with cucumber?
那我们是不是像那个猴子和黄瓜呢？
We're looking at what we don't have instead of appreciating what we do have.
我们并不在珍惜我们所有的，我们是在看我们没有什么。
That's not how God wants it.
神并不希望我们这样。
We should not be comparing our lot what we have with others.
我们不应该互相攀比。
We should keep our eyes fixed on Jesus.
我们应该看到耶稣基督是我们的样子。
We should be content with what we have because it's all a free gift from him.
我们应该因我们所有的而知足，因为所有我们有的都是免费的礼物，从神来的。
Instead of worrying about what we don't have, think about what God has given us.
那不是看那些我们没有的，我们想一想我们所有的。
And what he expects of us.
他们神希望我们如何做。
What we can do with the things he's given to us.
神给我们的东西我们可以如何去用。
There are Christians who have no access to the Bible.
有基督徒他们没有圣经。
We can get 16 translations.
我们有16种不同的翻译版本。
Those other Christians would give all they have to have one copy of the Word of God.
那有些基督徒他们愿意倾其所有能拿到一本圣经。
We have many copies.
我们有好多本圣经。
But are we reading it?
我们在读我们的圣经吗？
Are we studying it?
我们在学习我们的圣经吗？
Are we reading it every day?
我们是不是每天在学习神的话？
God says in Jeremiah 9, Let him who boasts boast of this that he knows and understands me.
在耶利米书第九章说，神说你可以为此而夸耀，你知道我。
How many Christians don't read the Bible and don't really study to know God?
那我们有多少基督徒并不愿意读圣经，并不愿意更多的了解神？
Are we not appreciating what we have?
我们是不是并不珍惜我们所有的？
What kind of ministries have we undertaken?
那我们做了什么样的事工，为神做的事工？
What are we doing to serve God?
我们为神做了什么样的服事？
There are churches where people come to the front and beg volunteers to help with Sunday school.
那有教会有一些人很希望能够帮助教主日学。
Help with the children.
去帮助教小孩子。
That's all, oh, I'm so busy, I can't do things for God.
还是你说，哎，我太忙了，我没时间给神。
Maybe it's time to think of what we can do with what he's given us.
也许我们应该好好想一想，神给我们的，我们应该如何去做。
If we do that, we will come to see that God is not just fair.
如果我们这样想的话，我们会发现神不但是公平。
He's actually generous.
他还是很慷慨。
Which is a whole lot better for us.
对我们更好。
And maybe then we can stop acting like monkeys with cucumbers.
如果我们这样想，我们就不会像那拿到黄瓜的猴子一样了。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for opening your word.
真的，感谢您的话语。
We thank you for all that you have given to us.
谢谢您给我们所有的祝福。
Including that we can have your word, read your word, know your word, understand your word.
有时候我们并没有在潜心地学习你的话语。
And be prepared to serve you with what you have given to us.
希望您给我们一颗服事的心。
Let us remember always, Lord, to give thanks to you.
神呢，让我们存一颗感恩的心。
For you are worthy, O Lord.
因为你是值得的。
In Jesus' name we ask these and pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.